like a fire inside. Look out my window. Sometimes it's hard to see the things you want in life come and go so easily. She took the last train out of my heart. She took the last train. Now I think I'll make a new start. She took the last train out of my heart. Watch him.
lot of people think Elvis is the king of rock and roll, but I say it's Chuck Berry, man. Chuck Berry will always be the king of my books, but he even went to jail for rock and roll. I really admire a guy that stands up for what he believes in. I remember one time, man, I learned a Chuck Berry intro to Johnny Be Good, man. It took me 6 months. I had to slow the record down, man. I learned it note for note, man. And then our singer changed keys on us, man. What a bummer. And you gotta respect rock and roll too, man, because it'll kill you. It killed Elvis, man. A lot of people think it was the drugs, but it wasn't the drugs. What happens, man, you get into rock and roll and it's so much fun, you take drugs to enjoy it, you know? And then you take so much drugs, you forget what you're taking, and next thing you know, it kills you. And you know, it's not even the drugs that'll kill you, man. What really kills you is looking for drugs. It keeps you up all night, man. I remember when I was heavy into drugs, I'd be up 3 days looking for some dude or something, man. I said, to hell with that, man. So I put it down, man. I haven't done any drugs or smoked a joint or nothing for a whole week, man. And I feel so good, I want to get high. You know what I mean? Ah, shit, man.
Well, you know what they say about grease and hogs.
Please repeat after me, Uncle Elmer.
All right, here we go now.
I give you this ring as a sign.
I give you... I can't hear you.
I give you this ring as a sign.
I give you this ring as a sign
of my constant faith and abiding love.
And of my intention and faith and abiding love.
Joyce, would you place Uncle Elmer's ring on his finger?
Would you please stop it? He got it right. He's nervous.
I'm nervous.
Ooh, he's nervous.
Please repeat after me. I give you this ring as a sign.
I give you this ring as a sign.
Of my constant faith and abiding love.
Of the constant faith and abiding love.
She's got to be the greatest
now,
liar in the world.
If any person here present can show just cause why Uncle Elmer and Joyce should not lawfully be joined together, let him now speak, or else forever hold his peace.
Wait a minute, what's wrong with him? I'm reporting over this way.
I didn't do nothing, McMahon.
Oh, wait. Roddy Piper!
There is no room here!
Here to save the day.
No room here for a pink farmer in the ring marrying anybody during a wrestling match. I say that you stink, and the whole damn wedding stinks. And you're...
Get him out of there. This shows no reverence whatsoever for this solemn and sacred ceremony.
I think it's great. Throw the judge out. Put Roddy in there to marry him.
Piper leaving the area.
Please, let us have quiet.
Yes, let's do it. For a moment, it appeared as though Elmer would not be married.
Quiet, please.
Wait a minute. Elmer's got to be upset now if he wasn't before.
Save us, Roddy.
By
please,
the authority vested in me, by the laws of the state of New Jersey, I now pronounce you to be husband and wife.
All right!
You may kiss your spouse.
Look at that. Elmer, get ready. Oh, Jesse, what do you think of that?
Look at that. It looks like two carp in the Mississippi River going after the same piece of corn.
It what?
Looks like two carp in the river going after the same corn on the hook.
All right. Elmer planting one on Joyce. They're a little hard from Hillbilly Jim as well. Mean Gene playing them out of there. This was fabulous. This was something very, very special, Jesse.
Where's the slop bucket? I'm getting sick.
Joyce has left. Old Elmer steps over. Watch yourself. You better remember later on. Ready over the top rope. Elmer on it. All right, Elmer. You did it. You did it, Elmer.
Joyce did it.
Oh, my. Well, Jess, we're back here now at the reception area, and this is going to be a gala reception, I can assure you.
Yeah, I can tell already. All the friends of the family are here already. There they are.
Now, come on. Hulk Hogan's going to join us. We're going to have Mean Gene, a special surprise guest. We're going to have all kinds of fun, a big band. Good country hold down. We're going to have lots of fun here at this reception.
Look, here comes a late arriver there.
Welcome. We're going to have some fun. Friend. Come on, Jesse.
There's nothing you can do to turn me away. Nothing anyone can say. You're with me now, and as long a little too free.
Serious? You don't know. Everybody knows you never go full retard.
What do you mean?
Check it out. Dustin Hoffman, Ray Man, look retarded, act retarded. Not retarded. Count two picks, cheat of cards. Autistic. Sure. Not retarded. You got Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump. Slow, yes, retarded maybe. Braces on his legs. But he charmed the pants off next to him. Won a ping pong competition. That ain't retarded. He was a goddamn war hero. Right. You know any retarded war heroes? You went full retard, man. Never go full retard. You don't buy that? Ask Sean Penn, 2001, I Am Sam. Remember? Went full retard. Went home empty-handed.
Happy. Everybody, if you got what it takes, cause I'm Curtis Blow and I want you to know that these are the breaks. Breaks on a bus, breaks on a car, breaks to make you a superstar, breaks to win and breaks to lose, but these here breaks will rock your shoes, and these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. Another man,
that's the race.
And she runs off with him to Japan,
that's the race.
And the IRS says they want to chat,
that's the race.
And you can't explain why you claimed your cat,
that's the race.
And Ma Bell sends you a whopping bill,
that's the race.
With 18 phone calls to Brazil,
that's the race.
And you borrowed money from the mob,
that's the race.
And yesterday you lost your job.
That's the break.
Well, these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. Throw your hands up in the sky and wave around from side to side. And if you deserve a break tonight, somebody say, all right.
All right.
Say, ho.
Ho.
You don't stop. I keep on. Somebody scream.
Wow.
Break down. Breaks on a stage. Breaks on a screen. Break it up, break it up, break it up, break it down. To the girl in brown, stop messing around.
Break it up, break it up.
To the guy in blue, what you gonna do?
Break it up, break it up.
And to the girl in green, don't be so mean. And the guy in red say what I say.
Break it up, break it up.
Break down.
break it up, break it up, break down. Yo.
Entrance in the Royal Rumble, and it took the fake. from Jeff to his brother Matt. Both these men have eliminated each other in previous rumbles.
You know what's coming? Wait a minute now.
Oh, Shannon Bartani, get out of the way. You're not even in this match.
May not be fair. He's willing to sacrifice himself, and he did.
Lost one time.
Thank you. Stan Makita's Donuts. Excellent munchables. This is the manager, Glenn. He's here 24 hours a day. I recommend the Sugar Pucks. They're excellent. Come on.
I'd never done a crazy thing in my life before that night. Why is it? If a man kills another man in battle, it's called heroic. Yet if he kills a man in the heat of passion, it's called murder.
Hello! What do you think you're doing? Only me and Garth get to talk to the camera. Come on.
I don't really have too much to say right now. What's that?
Hi, Mr. Withers. How's the amusement park going?
Just great, Wayne.
Four coffees and a half dozen crullers, please.